Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Dave Archer is here, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. You hear him on 92.9 The Game. We were going to push him back to 520. Things changed, so now he's joining us at 5, which is perfect because we had him playing here, and we wanted to talk Falcons with you. Arch, we've been talking about this all week. I said, put your big boy pants on. Let's go play. Let's see what happens. I know a lot of Falcon fans are negative in the sense that after last week, there's just, you know, you're trying to find something to hang your hat on and get some confidence. But tell me, I don't think that this team, what we saw last week, is going to be the team we see on Sunday, Arch. I don't believe that. That doesn't mean we blow doors, but I do think we come out and compete on Sunday.
You promise, Carl? You promise?
I hope so. I hope so.
No, I agree with you. I think that there'll be a dramatic improvement. Certainly all Falcon fans are hoping and holding their breath that there's much better things to look at this weekend than there was last weekend. But, I mean, there were some good stuff, things last week. Their ability to run the football in the first half was pretty good. I thought that they had some designed pressures that's going to work this week that didn't work last week simply because you didn't contain the quarterback. So I think there's a lot of things that you can maybe look at to say, hey, that was a positive step. But the fans don't want to hear about that. There's no moral victory in this game. You got to come out and you got to block people. You got to tackle people and you got to make some plays. And they have to do all that this weekend to the highest possible order because this team is going to make some plays on you.
It is a Dave Archer with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. And that's the thing, Arch. I mean, Jalen Mayfield's doing the best he can. I mean, we thought we'd have Josh Andrews in there at guard. And I know a lot of people have said, you know, how are you not more prepared? We didn't have a lot of money in the cap. We dedicated some money to guys like Mike Davis. We had to turn over almost half the roster this year. So what do you do to help him? I mean, other than having like four tight ends lined up behind him, how do you help this guy on Sunday?
Yeah, no, and it's a good point, Mike. And by the way, Jalen Mayfield wasn't the only problem on Sunday. I don't know how many people watched the game. He had a few issues, no question. Right. And he lost a little bit of confidence during the game. That caused me to maybe move early, some false starts. But he was not the only problem along the offensive line. So let's get that straight right off the start. But, yeah, you can do some things to help him, Mike. Obviously, being able to come off the ball and mash him in the run game is one. But number two, you got to change the quarterback's launch point. You got to give the quarterback an opportunity to get the ball out, three-step drop stuff. As I'm in the three-lane death trap that is the baggage claim here at Tampa Bay International, Mike. You know about that. Racing three wide here.
Air side D.
You got to move the quarterback around, Mike. The bootleg stuff, maybe some drop and roll stuff, some play action. Play action, as we've talked about a number of times on your show, is your most effective protection because it's usually a 6 or 7 man protection that gives him some help there. But I didn't think we necessarily used the play action to our advantage. You ran the football with some effectiveness there in the first 25 minutes of the first half, but I'm not sure you got the residual off it play actioning, knowing that Philly was coming downhill to try to stop the run game. That's something you're not going to have to worry about with Tampa. They're coming downhill with those two linebackers. Lamonte David and Devin White are coming. You can get them to commit, use their aggressiveness against them this week. Play action maybe on early downs. Don't necessarily bang your head against the wall trying to establish a run game against the number one rush defense in the league over the last two seasons. Use that aggressiveness against them. Get Kyle Pitts involved early in the game. Get Calvin Ridley early in the game. Those are some of the things I'm looking forward to seeing this weekend.
It's Dave Archer, guys, talking with us about the Falcons and Buccaneers. How do we cut down on these penalties? I mean, we talk about it and we say, oh, we got to be more disciplined. How do you do that, Arch?
Well, it's just ownership of the players, Carl. You know as well as I do. You've been covering this game a long time. I mean, I can beat you over the head until you're blue in the face about not jumping offside and all those type of things. But you've got to find a way to make sure that you are paying attention to detail. You got to get off on the snap. You got to get off on the snap, and you got to take care of your assignment. And then once you do that, then you're going to be fine. But there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing you can do to take care of that individually, or I mean team-wise. It's just an individual thing that you have to take care of. So what are you going to do? You just talk to people. They've got to take ownership in it. They've got to be enough of a professional to live up to their end of the bargain. That's really all you can do.
Dave Arch is with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline with our Falcon Report live from Tampa Bay. And, yeah, Arch, you know, a lot of things Carl mentioned, you know, people talking about the line, the lack of preparation, the fact that Dean Pease said, hey, we didn't get a chance to, you know, handle this because they didn't get to do it. Looking back in hindsight, was this the right way to do things in preseason? I know other teams struggle with this, too, with a three-game preseason and a longer regular season.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you're not, don't, Mike. I think that you risk guys being on the field. This is not a very deep team. You guys have discussed that at length on your show through the week. If it's not a very deep team, should I risk you losing guys that are going to play prominent roles during the year on offense and defense, lose them in a meaningless game so I can kind of get up to speed or knock the rust off? I mean, there's a debate either way on that. So I think this is the way Arthur decided to go. This way Terry Fontenot, they kind of got together and said, hey, this is where we are from a personnel standpoint. Let's protect our personnel that we're going to play with in the season. Let's look at our young guys and see if we can find some guys, identify some players that can potentially step up and play for us. I mean, you wonder, you know, if you'd protected Jalen Mayfield or Drew Dahlman, they struggled in the first game, as did some other guys, maybe because they didn't get a play. This may be because, you know, that was a pretty good defensive front you played last weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. And this one's going to be as good, maybe even better. I think it's silly to say and ask the question, you know, is Tom Brady the best quarterback? He is. But what, in your opinion, as you watch him, makes him so unique and hard to defend? I know Dean Pease talked about it this week where he said he went up against him at practice. But I want to get your opinion on this, Arch, because I know this is something you'll be talking about during the game.
Oh, he's a hellacious competitor, Carl, and that's number one. I mean, you want a guy that's a fierce competitor at quarterback because you're going to have some ups and downs. He doesn't ride the ebb and flow of how things are going in a game. He stays even keel, and he ramps it up. And so he challenges guys around him to ramp it up with him. I mean, you guys have talked about it through the years. I mean, how many times?
Arch?
Around him. He's had great personnel with him. So he's got good personnel now, and now it's matching his intensity, and that's what makes Tom so good. Tom is just a hellacious competitor. And, oh, by the way, he can throw the ball through a brick wall, and he's what you're trying to do to him.
Right, and again, he's kept himself in shape. He's, you know, he's a freak in that sense. One thing also, Arch, the weapons, you know, Godwin, and, you know, we've seen what he can do, obviously, in Evans, and it just seems like Antonio Brown and Brady have kind of gone and taken their relationship next level where they're really in tune. We saw Gronk in the seam. That was another thing that came from playing together. So how do we match up with all those weapons? I mean, are we just going to go back to what we said back in 16? We better start scoring some points because they're going to score a lot against us.
Well, you certainly have to score points, Mike. I think that, you know, obviously try to limit, if you can, the explosive plays. If you go back to the game in 17 last season, December 17th or whenever it was in Atlanta. Atlanta had a 17-0 lead at halftime. You were at the game, Mike. That was an offense that did not have a play of 15 yards or more the entire first half. In the second half, they had 10, and they scored 31 points. Last weekend against Dallas, they had 10 plays of 15 yards or more. That's where their bread is butter. It's not running the football or constantly beating you up the short passing attack like Brady did in New England. It's explosive plays of 15 yards or more. They break your back with it. You have to prevent them from doing that.
It's Dave Archer, guys. It is our report, our Falcon report here on Dukes and Bell as we look ahead to Sunday. There's so many things that we still don't know about our team, and we're learning, and that's the crazy thing. I think we know a lot about them, and I don't know if we know a whole lot about us yet. You know, that's what I think you look at this game and you feel like you know what to expect with those guys, and we're not sure about us because, again, all the things that, that didn't happen last week. All right, Arch, if it is, okay, a close game, let's say we're in this game, do you think that Arthur Smith commits to continuing to run the football? We talked about why we couldn't do it last week, but I know he wants to do it. Do you think that that is part of this in keeping the ball out of Brady's hands?
Well, I think you'd like to run it, Mike, and theoretically that's great. Let's not let Brady and all the guys Mike just talked about have a chance to score touchdowns against you. That's a great idea. But their defense is pretty good about not allowing that to happen. So you have to take advantage of your opportunities. I don't think you play the keep-away game or worried about keeping the ball away. The run game has to be a part of what you want to do. But you got to be, you got to take care of business when you have the rock. If you get in the red zone, you can't kick field goals. You got to score touchdowns. And so that's the scenario. You got to take advantage of your opportunities, because you could bet that number 12 is going to take care of his for Tampa.
Well, hey, how about number 8? I mean, we brought it up earlier. You know, Kyle Pitts is a guy that we just expect to plug in. A lot of people have talked about it. I heard Randy Mack talk about it. There's a lot to play in tight end. Are the expectations not realistic for Kyle? Because when you draft him 4th overall, people expect this guy to be an immediate impact player.
Yeah, they're never going to be what you're looking for, Mike. When you talk about 4th overall, highest tight end taken since Mike Ditka, I mean, come on. I mean, but he has to answer that call. That's what he's going to be asked to do. He needs to have an 80 catch, you know, 1,000-yard season with 10 or 12 touchdowns. That's what they're – for Atlanta to be viable on offense, that's what he's going to have to replace. Julio Jones isn't here anymore, okay? Now, the numbers touchdown-wise, that's not what Julio put up most of the time, but the yards and the catches are, and he's got to answer that bell. Moving the chains on first down, making a play down the red zone to provide opportunity, being a viable target down there that draws coverage so Calvin Ridley gets singled or so Russell Gage gets singled. He has to be all of that and then some.
Let's show up. Let's hope that's the case on Sunday and see where what happens. Arch, great job. We look forward to hearing you on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, enjoy the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.